All right, we go weiter. Samach. In the Olam HaTorah, working on that connection to the Torah Kedosha. Lagisa boyim amalai, you shall think about it day and night. Kasuv, it says in Devarim, v'dibarta ba'am, you shall speak of the Torah, b'shiftecha v'etecha, when you were sitting in your home, v'lechcha b'derech, going on the road, v'shaklecha v'kumecha, when you were lying down and getting up, Torah has to be constant, v'chein ne'mar n'yoshua, lagisa boyim amalai, you have to think about the Torah night and day, there's an obligation of Torah at all times. It should consume us. It's our life. It's our oxygen. It's who we are. It's our compass. It's our anchor. The Torah Kedosha. Vini Isa b'gemar menachos. Shal ben Dama ben Achotel Shor b'Yishmal. Ben Dama asks his uncle at Rabbi Yishmal, Kagon, Anish l'amadati kol Torah kula. Say I learn all of Torah. Coming up, Hanukkah. What about learning Greek wisdom? If I learn all the Torah, what about Chochmah Yevanis? Rabbi Yishmael replies, beautiful answer. He reads this pasuk. Lo yimush sefer haTorah zemipicha. Do not let the Torah be removed from your mouth. And you should think about it night and day. He tells his nephew, Seyu vado, go out and check. Find a time that's not day or night. And then you can learn your Greek wisdom. So you have to look into the Gemara there, and the Mefarshim there, but very powerful line. Find when it's not night and day, and then learn Chochmah Yevanis. The Ketav Chavetz Chaim, Api Devei Chazal Elu, Sheyesh Liot Baki Beizem Maseches Baal Peh. Interesting. We should try to become an expert at a certain Masechet by heart, or Be'ez Seder Mishnayos, or a type of an order of Mishnayos. Wow, so you guys are thinking, that can't be. Only Grimm, smart enough for that. I can't do that, I can't memorize things. V'itnanev adam zman b'cho yom lomo davar mu'ap al peh. A person should dedicate a short amount of time every day to learn a little bit by heart. V'yachzer lav b'shifto b'veitov lech t'cho b'derech. And chazer it when you're in your house and when you're on the road. Until you've acquired for yourself a Gemara or a Seder Baal Peh. This is fire. So many of you are thinking, I can't do it. But if we really work, if we really put in the effort to memorize, it could happen. Some of us know many stats by heart. We can maybe be able to just go over stats and certain things we know by heart. Why not Torah? Why not Torah? Then you always have in front of you what to learn. So something very interesting the Chavetz Chaim advises. Get something that we can memorize, takes time, and then whenever you have a free moment, whenever you're walking, whenever you're by yourself, whenever you have a time, you could recite this Torah that you know by heart. Very, very beautiful idea. At least to have maybe some sukkim, some mishnayos that we could have by heart. It's a beautiful thing to have in our arsenal. The afshakol chalas kasho is very difficult at the beginning. All beginnings are difficult. If you don't give up for getting a hold of this, you'll be able to acquire a part of Torah that will be inscribed on our hearts. Can you imagine that? Being able to memorize some Mishnah, some Sukkim, some Gemaras, become part of our essence, our being. And it shows an appreciation for Torah, a love of Torah, a commitment to Torah. And whenever we find ourselves in these moments of quote-unquote free time, we could just recite the Torah Kedosha. Besides for the thousands of hours that we're going to be zocha for Limud Torah, Gam Yira Shinui Atzum B'Madregas Avodas Hashem Alo. We'll be able to see a great change in Avodas Hashem as well. So something to consider. We all have a lot of time. All that scrolling through the TikTok, all the time on the social media. Imagine dedicating some time to actually memorizing Torah, and it could really have a deep, deep impact on our daily lives.